A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Yud Zayin, Nazir 17a, pagination is 33. We are starting at the bottom of the page, but are making reference to the Mishnah and the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan on the facing page. The topic that we were dealing with was a person who declared himself a Nazir while he was in the Beis HaKvaros inside the cemetery. Rabbi Yochanan told us that the Nazirus is going to be an effective vow, mitla talya v'kayma, it's waiting to take effect and start the count. And as soon as he makes himself tar, he leaves the Beis HaKvaros and he does the necessary sprinkling of the Parah Aduma water, he's going to be able to start his count, but the vow is binding and he's not able to simply disregard it because he was in a cemetery at the time that he made the vow. Interestingly, the Mishnah told us that he's not going to be able to bring, or not going to be obligated to bring, a Karban Tuma for the fact that he's Tameh in the Beis HaKvaros, because Karban Tuma has to first be that he was Tahar, and then he became Tameh, and over here he never started his Nazirus in a practical, observant sense. On today's daf, we discuss that even though the count doesn't start towards his Nazirus, nevertheless, he is actually a Nazir even now, and staying in the Beis HaKvaros is prohibited, and cutting his hair in violation of his Nazirus is going to be a violation. He's not allowed to do that. To the point that the Gemara quotes on the bottom of the page, about 8 lines from the bottom in the beginning of a line, Misha Haya Tameh. Imagine a different case, not that he's in the cemetery, but he is Tameh. V'nazar, and he makes a vow that he should be a Nazir. Osur Legalayach V'lishtos Yayin. He is, in fact, prohibited from cutting his hair and drinking wine. V'imgilach V'shasa Yayin V'nitma L'mesim. And if he did any of these things that are forbidden to a Nazir, Hareza Sofiga Suarboyim, he would get Malkus, lashes, which is the punishment for someone who goes and violates a prohibition of the Torah. So that, even though it certainly can't count towards his Nazirus, but he is restricted by the laws of Nazirus. The Gemara continues and says, Bo'i Rava, Rava had the following question. Nazir v'hu beveis hakvaros mahu. What is the halacha regarding a person who becomes a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaros? Bo'i shehiya l'malkus o lo. In order to get the lashes for the violation of being in a cemetery as a Nazir, does he have to linger there for a period of time, which we'll discuss in a second, how long are we referring to, or he already should get the Malkus right away for his violation? Now, Rava's question is based on a principle that we have, that if a person became Tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, he's in the Beis HaMikdash and he becomes Tameh, in order to get Malkus, in order to be in the quintessential violation, he would have to stay in the Beis HaMikdash, Shir Hishtachava'a, the amount of time it takes to bow down, which, whatever amount of time that is, it's more than a moment. It's more than just a second of indecision where he decides not to take action and leave the Beis HaMikdash. It's a period of time. Rava wanted to know, is that period of time applicable for the Nazir in the Beis HaKvaros as well? Or is that unique to the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara explains, Hey Chidami, what's your case? Ilema, if you tell me, De Amri Leilo Sinzar, that they told him, don't become a Nazir, because you're in a cemetery, and you'll be in violation. Lama Lishihia, why would you need him to wait at all in the Beis HaKvaros in order to be in violation? The very fact that he violated the statement of the witnesses who told him, don't declare yourself a Nazir. That itself should be enough of an act of violation to hold him punishable that he's a Nazir inside a cemetery. Nazir, a regular case of Nazir, where he goes into the cemetery, Maitaima lo boi shihiya, he doesn't need to wait there. He's already in violation the minute he goes in. The Kamasri Bay, because they warn him, don't go in. Hachanami over here also, Kamasri Bay, they're warning him, don't enter that situation of being a Nazir in a cemetery. Anamud Beis, Ela, rather, Kigon Shenichnas Beshida Teva Umigdal. He entered inside a box into the Beis HaKvaros, so he was not considered legally in the airspace because he's in his own independent reshus, his own independent location. Uvachaveiro, and someone came, Uporame Alav Me'aziva, and someone pulled out the bottom so that now he's exposed to the cemetery. I guess it's nice to have friends. So he came and pulled out the bottom. So now we've created a situation where the guy is inside the cemetery without having purposely gone in. How long does he get to wait there, so to speak, before he's in violation to the point that he could get Malkus? Keep in mind, as Art Scroll Gemara points out in footnote 5, if he leaves immediately without tarrying at all, he's complied with the warning and he's not liable. The difference over here in Rava's question is he tarried, but he didn't tarry the amount of kidei hishtachava'a, the amount of time that was required in the Beis HaMikdash type case of bowing down. If he found himself in such a situation that he became tummy in the Beis HaMikdash, there would be a time required. Over here, do we apply that time? Ki gamrinan shihiyah beveis hamikdash. When do we have a concept of shihiyah in the Beis HaMikdash? Avaliv ra'i lo. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's no such concept. Odilma lo shana. Or maybe there's no difference. Being in the Beis HaKvaros, in a tamei status, when you're not supposed to be a tamei status, it doesn't match. You're a nazir in a Beis HaKvaros. Also requires kidei shihiyah before you get malchus. Teku, let the question stand. That's the question of Rava. This type of question of Rava is typical of Talmudic literature, where at first glance it sounds like it's a very big question, and in reality Rava was only asking a very, very surgical precision type question. If the person waited a significant amount of time, then he would get Malkus. Tosfos points out, normally you don't get Malkus for a lav she'ein bo maisa, a lav that doesn't have an action associated with it. For example, Lashon Hara is a terrible aveira, but because it's the lips moving, and that's not considered an act, or because Lashon Hara can be even without the lips moving, quite frankly. But it's a dibur is not considered a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Nevertheless, Tosfos points out on the bottom of Amud Aleph, lav sheyesh bo maisa, who it's considered a lav sheyesh bo maisa, b'masha eina yotze misham kishenoder benazir, by the fact that he didn't leave, even though he's got this vow of nazirus that he made, that he's not leaving is also considered a maisa. So Rava agrees wholeheartedly that if he waits a period of time, he's going to be in violation. If he leaves right away, like we quoted from the Art Scroll footnote very clearly, so then he's not in violation because he left right away and the bottom was pulled out without his consent. Rava only wants to know if he waited but didn't wait the amount of time that's required in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the amount of bowing. Is that bowing amount of time requirement limited to the Beis HaMikdash? Or does it apply here as well? It's a small amount of time difference between the two. And we have that in many areas. You have, for example, the amount that's prohibited to eat on Yom Kippur. So anything is prohibited to eat. But the amount that would make the person liable for a true Yom Kippur violation in terms of chiyuv and punishment, etc., in the full-fledged violation, is going to be a certain amount. If a person, God forbid, ate a lot, he's certainly in violation on Yom Kippur. If he was a health risk and he ate, there's nothing to talk about also. It's permitted to eat if it's a health endangerment. We're talking about specifically if he ate, which is forbidden, but he didn't eat enough to be the biblical violation of punishment. So it's a biblical violation, chatzi shir osa min haTorah, but at what point does it actually become the absolute word, chayiv, of the violation? In our case, we're talking about malchus that he would get. And that very precise question is what Rav is asking. He waited, but he didn't wait as much as would be required in the Beis HaMikdash. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.